ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் செகண்ட் சாப்டர் அவிரோத அத்யாய செகண்ட் பாதா ஃபஸ்ட் அதிகரணம் ரச்சனா அனுபபத்யதிகரணம் ரச்சனா அனுபபத்தேச்ச ந அனுமானம் பிரவருத்தேச்ச பயோம்புவச்சேத் தத்ராபி வெதிரேக அனவஸ்திதேஹேச்ச அனபேக்ஷத்வாத் அந்யத்ர பாவாச்ச ந த்ருணாதிவத் அப்யுபகமேபி அர்த்தாபாவாத் புருஷாஸ்மவத் இதி சேத் ததாபி அங்கித்வ அனுபபத்தேச்ச அந்யதா அனுமிதௌ ச ஞசக்தி வியோகாத் விப்ரதிஷேதாச்ச அசமஞ்சசம். மகத்தீர்காதிகரணம் மகத்தீர்கவத்வா ஹ்ரஸ்வ பரிமண்டலாபியாம் பரமாணு ஜகத் அகாரணத்துவ அதிகரணம் உபயதாபி ந கர்ம அதஹ ததபாவஹ சமவாய அப்யுபகமாச்ச சாம்யாத் அனவஸ்திதேஹே நித்யமேவச்ச பாவாத் ரூபாதிமத்வாச்ச விபர்யயஹ தர்ஷனாத் உபயதாச்ச தோஷாத் அபரிக்ரஹாச்ச அத்யந்தம் அனபேக்ஷா. சமுதாயாதிகரணம் சமுதாய உபயஹேதுகேபி தத ப்ராப்திஹி இதர இதர ப்ரத்யயத்வாத் இதி சேத் ந உற்பத்தி மாத்திர நிமித்தத்வாத் உத்தரோத்பாதேச்ச பூர்வ நிரோதாத் அசதி பிரதிஜோபரோதா யோகபத்யகம் அந்யதா யோகபத்யகம் அந்யதாம் பிரதிசங்கியா பிரதிசங்கியா நிரோதா பிராப்தி அவிச்சேதாத் உபயாத் உபயதாச்ச தோஷாத் ஆகாசேச்ச அவிசேஷாத் அனுஸ்மிருதேச்ச நாசத அதிருஷ்டத்வாத் உதாசீனானாம் அபி ச ஏவம் சித்திஹி. ஸோ வி சா தி 27th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் தி செகண்ட் பாதா தி செகண்ட் ஆஃப் தி செகண்ட் சாப்டர். வி ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் தி சமுதாய அதிகரணம் அண்ட் டு கலெக்ட் த டெவலப்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் பாதா ஆஸ் அ ரெஃப்ரெஷர் Shankaracharya or Vyasacharya has been refuting various systems of philosophy. Sankhya and Yoga were negated. Nyaya and Vaisheshika were negated. Purva Mimamsa was not negated in this Pada, but it was indirectly negated in the Samanvaya Adhikarana, in the fourth Sutra of the Brahma Sutras, wherein the word Tu in Tattu Samanvayat, in that Sutra, that word too indicated the refutation of Purva Mimamsa. And having negated the five Astika Darshanas, the sixth Astika Darshanam should not be negated because it is Vedanta or Uttara Mimamsa Darshanam. So having refuted five Astika Darshanas, Vyasacharya came to Nastika Darshanas beginning with Buddhism. So we saw Buddhism has got four categories which were reshuffled and re-categorized into three categories. And the three categories are Ubhaya Jnana Artha Ubhaya Astitva Vadaha, a system which accepts both knowledge and objects of knowledge. That is a system that accepts both the subject and object. And the second category is Jnana Artha Ubhaya Nastitva Vadaha, a system which does not accept the existence of the subject also and object also. Jnana Matra Astitva Vadaha, the third one, this is the intermediary one which accepts only the subject, which does not accept the object, and which is very similar to Advaita, but which is different, which we will come to know in due course from Advaita. So the three categories are what now? Ubhaya Astitva Vadaha, Ubhaya Nastitva Vadaha, and Eka Astitva Vadaha. I gave all these names during our discussions. So of these, this Ubhaya Astitva Vadaha has been negated in Samudaya Adhikaranam. It is also called Sarva Astitva Vadaha or Hinayana Buddhism. And that has been negated in the Samudaya Adhikaranam. And two more are left now. And the next one is Ubhaya Nastitva Vadaha. And Vyasacharya does not bother to refute it because it means Sunyavada. Nothing exists. And Vyasacharya does not want to refute this because when one says nothing exists, a Purva Pakshi also does not exist. Therefore, why care to refute that? Therefore, Ubhaya Nastitva Vada has been ignored. In fact, they are very unhappy actually, the Buddhists, because they are not even considered in Brahma Sutras. Then what is left out is the middle or intermediate category, namely Eka Astitva Vadaha, Jnana Matra Astitva Vadaha. That means there are no objects other than knowledge or cognition or perception that is to be dealt with. Now we will deal with that topic in the next Adhikaranam and we will read the Sutra, first Sutra 28. Abhavadhikaranam. The first sutra is na bhavaha na abhavaha upalabdehe. That is a sutra, sutra number 28 of this pada and 199th running Brahma Sutra. Now we are entering into the next adhikaranam. First, let us see as usual the general introduction to this adhikaranam. And as I told, this is the fifth adhikaranam, that is fifth topic, and is reasonably big with five sutras. 28 to 32. And this Adhikaranam is known as Abhava Adhikaranam, since that is the first prominent word. And mark my word, prominent word, not the actual first word, which is Na. It is Na Abhava Adhikaranam, Na Abhava Adhikaranam. But it is, we don't want to say the Na, so we want to put the first prominent word is Abhava Adhikaranam. So it is called Abhava Adhikaranam. And therefore, in this Adhikaranam, we take up Jnana Matra Astitva Vadaha. This philosophy has different names. In Shankara Bhashyam, Acharya uses different names in different contexts. Therefore, we should know all the synonyms. One is Kshanika Vijnana Vadaha, and Shankaracharya calls it as Vijnana Vadaha. And another name is Jnana Matra Astitva Vadaha. There is only knowledge and no object. And another name is not used very often. It is Vijnana Eka Skanda Vadaha. Vijnana Eka Skanda Vadaha. They don't accept Panchaskandas. I don't know whether you remember these words. In the previous Adhikarana, we talked about Panchaskandas constituting the individual. And among the five Skandas, one is Vijnana Skandaha. And here the Kshanika Vijnana Vadi accepts only the Vijnana Skandaha and the other Skandas, if you remember, Rupa Skanda, Samskara Skanda, Vedana Skanda, Sankhya Skanda. He does not accept all these. Therefore, it is called Vijnana Eka Skanda Vadaha. A system of philosophy that accepts only one category of knowledge. And another name for this system is Yogacara Mata. You might be perhaps familiar with the word Yogacara, but this is all the background with respect to understanding this Yogacara Mata. And because they insist on yoga and achara, it is called Yogacara Mata. It is a branch of Mahayana Buddhism. And if you remember again, Buddhism is broadly divided into two, this Hinayana Buddhism, the inferior path, and Mahayana Buddhism, the superior path. And then Hinayana Buddhism is further subdivided into Vaibhashika and Sautrantika Buddhism. And these were refuted in the previous Adhikarana. We saw all that. And Mahayanam is also subdivided into two. One is Yogacara Matam and another one is Shunyavada. And of these two, Shunyavada is not going to be discussed at all in Brahma Sutras. Therefore, Yogacara Matam of Mahayana Buddhism, we are going to take up for discussion. Shunyavada is also known as Madhyamika Buddhism also. We have mentioned all this earlier. Only Yogacara, otherwise known as ಕ್ಷಣಿಕ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನವಾದ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ರೆಫ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಹೀ ಸೇ? ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಷಣಿಕ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಷಣಿಕ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. Therefore, not our Atma-jnana. Jnana is knowledge. So when we talk about the Gata-jnana and Gata-padartha, normally we accept two things. One is the Gata-jnana within us and the Gata-padartha outside us. Gata-padartha is the Gata, the part. So padartha is outside and jnana is inside. Knowledge of the part is inside. Thus, normally we accept an external object and internal knowledge. Whereas this Yogacara Matam that says there are no external objects at all. Then what is there? Only Gata Jnanam alone is there, knowledge of the part. And what about the part outside? According to them, part outside is nasti, it is not there at all. So if I see so many people sitting outside, that means according to them, they are all not there. Then what is there? Only a perception or jnanam alone exists. Perceived object doesn't exist according to them. And what is the nature of this perception or jnanam? He says, this perception, this cognition is momentary, kshanikam. Therefore, when I look in this direction, next moment I have one jnanam, next moment another jnanam, next moment another jnanam. Thus, it is not one jnanam, but infinite number of jnanams. Every kshanam it changes. And each jnanam exists only for one kshanam, one moment. And when gata jnanam is there, I have an illusion of seeing a part. I have an illusion of seeing a part. When manushya jnanam is there, I have an illusion of seeing a person. There is no person at all. There is only knowledge of the person. So this flow of infinite momentary cognition, that alone is the reality according to them. This flow of infinite momentary cognitions. And that alone is the meaning of Atma according to them. Therefore, there is nothing other than Atma. When he says there is nothing other than Atma, it appears exactly like Vedanta. That is why many people mistake Vedanta to Buddhism. Many people are angry because he also says there is no world other than Atma. And we always say that there is nothing other than Atma. And when he says Atma, he means Kshaniga Vijnanam, a flow of thoughts. And when we talk of Atma, we mean Nitya Chaitanya. There are people who even jokingly say that Adi Shankara is a Buddhist only, except that he was wearing only vibhuti. So the mistake Kshanika Vijnanavadi committed is this. Even though he uses the word Kshanika Vijnanam, what he means unknowingly is the flow of thoughts that is occurring in the mind. He has mistaken thoughts as Vijnanam. And moreover, he has committed the mistake because in Jada Vritti, there is reflected consciousness. And because of this reflected consciousness, Jada Vritti glows with sentience. The body with its jadam otherwise glows with sentience life because of the reflection, reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa. And what he calls Vijnanam is nothing but thoughts. Since thought is momentary, he says thought is Kshanika. Thus the parampara of momentary thought is seen to be the parampara of Kshanika Vijnanam, according to them. And when he says there is no external object, what he means is that there is nothing other than thoughts. He says thoughts alone are the object. There is no part other than part thought. There is no tree other than tree thought. There is no man other than man thought. Kshanika Vijnanavadi's contention is there is no thing other than thought. Since thoughts are nothing but modification of mind, Kshanika Vijnana Vada can be presented in another way also. Since thoughts are but modifications of mind, what he means is that there is no object other than the mind. He says mind alone is there. Therefore, there is no world other than the mind. There is no world other than Kshanika Vijnanam, other than the mind. There is no world other than the thoughts. This is the Yogacara Madam of Buddhism. And what are we going to say? Our answer is, Advaita accepts external world and we say, world is not a projection of thoughts or mind. World exists separate from thought and mind. There is no world separate from Atma, the Nitya Chaitanyam. There is no world separate from Atma, the all-pervading consciousness. We never say that there is no world other than the mind. Should be careful. We say there is no world other than the mind. Yogacharya says, you see, and therefore there is an object. According to them, because you see, therefore there is an object. For him, objects are mental projections only. Whereas in Advaita, there is an object, and therefore the mind sees. I hope you understand the difference. The mind entertains the thought, and therefore there is perception. This is the view of Yogacara Madam. Mind entertains thoughts, and therefore there is perception of something, some object. This is their view. The mind sees, therefore object is. The object is seen, and therefore the mind sees. This is Advaitin's view. So there is really an object, and therefore the mind sees. This is Advaitin's view. Whereas for them, it is not that way. This is one difference between these two, Advaitam and Yogacara Buddhism. And the second difference is, in Yogacara, the external objects are mental projections only. In our view, we say external world is not mental projection. And if at all we use the word projection, Nitya Vijnana Brahma Chaitanyasya, then in Dakshinamurti Stotram, as Acharya said, Maya Kalpita Desha Kala Kalana Vaichitriya Chitri Kritam. Maya Kalpita Desha Kala Kalana. We may agree to the word Atma's projection, but we never say external world is mental projection. This is the second difference between them and us. And what is the first difference? Mind sees, therefore there is object in Yogacara. This should be understood very clearly. Mind sees, there is, therefore there is object in Yogacara. And what we say is, external object is there, and therefore mind sees. That is Vedanta. And Yogacara says, the external world is only a mental projection. Whereas we say the external world is not the mental projection, and even without mental projection, external world exists. This difference many people have not understood. And they even criticize Advaitam, thinking that we present world as our mental projection. It is never mental projection according to us. Then the third difference is, since they think, the Buddhists think, the world is mental projection, it will be Pratibhasikam, Jiva Srishti. Whereas in Advaita, world is not Jiva Srishti and it is Ishvara Srishti or Vyavaharikam. We will establish that there is a world other than the thoughts. We are going to establish that. In fact, in Advaita teaching itself, in certain contexts, just for emphasizing some point or the other, sometimes the world is presented as a mental projection also. But we should not take it as ultimate Siddhanta. In such cases, we should understand it is as an Atma projection alone. Actually, this happens in Mandukya Karika. Chitta Spandana Me Vedam Grahya Grahakavad Dvayam. External world is called Chitta Spandanam. And it looks as Yogacara Matam. If you say, look at it this way. And to avoid this confusion, one scholar, he interprets Chittam as Chaitanyam. Therefore, Advaitin's ultimate teaching is what? World is not a projection of mind. World exists separate from the mind and does not exist separate from Atma. World exists separate from the mind but does not exist separate from Atma. Mind is different. Mind and world are vyavaharikam, but mind and world do not exist separate from Paramarthika Nitya Chaitanya Atma. Mind and the world do not exist separate from Paramarthika Nitya Chaitanya Atma. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam Nijantargatam. The word Nija Antargatam, Nija means Atma, not the mind. The world never exists. We have gone through all this discussion in our Dakshinamurti Stotram lectures. The world never exists within my mind, but world exists within Atma. Therefore, Mayyeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam, Mayi Sarvam Layam Yati. When we say all this, world is born of me, world exists in me, and world resolves in me. That means what? The Atma. Me, all that me means Atma, not this physical body or the mind. Thus the entire world along with the mind is born out of me. He exists in me, the Chaitanya. Therefore, Kshanika Vijnanam refers to mind only and Nitya Vijnanam refers to Atma. This difference we should understand between Yoga Achara Buddhism and Vedanta. Kshanika Vijnanam means mind, thoughts. Nitya Vijnanam means Atma for us. Therefore, one should never get confused between Yogachara and Advaita. And in this Adhikaranam, we will establish there is the world separate from mind. This is the introduction to this Adhikaranam. I want to set the context of this Adhikaranam. That is why I went through some of these details. The sutras are also going to definitely reinforce whatever I have just now said. Now let us go to the general analysis of the first sutra. And in this first sutra, Purvapakshi is not mentioned. Only the answer from Siddhanta is mentioned. So we have to supply a Purvapakshi ourselves. And Vyasacharya says that the external world exists and does not say it is a mental projection. Vyasacharya clearly says external world exists and it is not a mental projection. That is why we should not say illusion. We should not use the word illusion. We should not translate the word Maya as illusion. Some people do that. It's because illusion is understood as mental projection. Maya is not illusion. If I say world is an illusion, I will be saying world is a mental projection. If that is said unknowingly, I will become what? I will become a Buddhist. There is a world separate from the mind. It is pratyaksha pramanatvat. This reveals the world, the pratyaksha pramanam, separate from the mind. Pratyaksha pramanam does not prove whether the world is different from Atma or not. Should be careful. Pratyaksha pramanam, it proves mind is separate from the world. And pratyaksha pramanam does not prove whether the world is different from Atma or not. This is a different issue, and for this we will go through Shastra Pramanam. That is not our topic right now. We should not mix up these two discussions. First, whether the world is different from Atma or not. This matter we have already discussed earlier. World is different from Atma or not. And the second discussion is whether the world is different from the mind or not. And in this discussion, Yogacara says, world is non-separate from the mind. And Vedanta says that world is separate from the mind. It is because the world we experience every day. Experience the world every day. We do experience the world. There is a world outside the mind. And mind is separate. And world is separate. This is pratyaksham. There is plurality. From standpoint of mind, world is separate from mind. World is mithya. Only from the standpoint of what? Paramatma Chaitanyam alone, world is mithya. But in Vyavaharika plane, world is separate from the mind. World is also satya. Vyavaharika satya. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Abhavaha. Abhavaha means non-existence. Non-existence of what? Non-existence of all objects. Na bhavaha, na bhavaha, then na. Na means cannot be established. Upalabdehe, because of that experience. This is the running meaning. It has na abhavaha and upalabdehe. Na abhavaha, upalabdehe, three words. And na means cannot be established. And yogachara cannot establish abhava, which means non-existence or absence. Abhava means non-existence or absence or nothingness, all that we have seen earlier. So yogachara cannot establish abhava. Abhava, abhava with respect to all the objects separate from the mind, this all cannot be established by yogachara. The reason is what? Upalabdehe, because of pratyaksha or anubhava pramana. Everyone knows that there is an object other than the thought. No one is confused between the internal thought and external object, memory and an object. Nobody is confused. We know the experience when thought is and without an, when thought is there without an object. We also know when there is thought and the object both. One is called memory and the other is called perception. In thought, object is not there. In perception, thought and object are distinctly there. External objects are there sometimes before mind, and sometimes objects are not there. Sometimes when the thought comes, I work for accomplishing the thought to get the object in front of me. This is a simple common sense fact only. It can be denied by only yogachara, because it is a projection, it's available. Advaita never says ice cream is a projection. He knows it is an object. When I talk of the world, I speak in terms of vyavaharika drishti. With this, the sutra part is over. Now Shankaracharya, he writes an elaborate commentary on the subject. We say vijnanam alone is reality. Buddhist also says vijnanam alone is reality. And we say bahya prapancha is not there. External world is not there, we say. And they also say it is not there. And because of this confusion, Shankaracharya writes an elaborate commentary. What do we mean and what do they mean? So he writes an elaborate commentary. And one point Shankaracharya gives is an additional argument to prove that objects are different from jnana, knowledge. Objects are different from jnana. He says jnanam is inherent in and through all the objects, and all the perception in the form of ghata jnanam, pata jnanam, all those things, in and through all of those knowledge, there is one common thread, which we call anuvrittam, that is jnanam, that is knowledge. There are many vyavrittams, the exclusive objects, subject to arrival and departure. Many of them are, they are called vyavrittam. Objects subject to arrival and departure, ghata jnanam, pata jnanam, mata jnanam, all those, they are all vyavrittams. It is mutually exclusive. Shankaracharya says that which is anuvrittam, it's different from vyavrittam, all that he discusses in detail. We don't have to go into those details now, just only to know that those things have been talked about. Just as thread is different from flowers in a garland, so jnanam is different from non-inherent. Jnanam is different from non-inherent, from padarthas, objects. Swapna padartha comes and goes. In swapna, you see lot of objects. They come and go. And jagrat padartha, they come and go also. But there is something which is ever there, which doesn't come and go. And that is not subject to arrival and departure. And we call it chaitanyam. Chaitanyam is different from the object. Knowledge and objects are different. That is proved here. Now let us enter into a dialogue with Yogacara. Yogacara has got all these perceptions and arguments. So now Acharya enters into a dialogue with him. Here Yogacara wants to say that there is no external world other than external to the mind. And Shankaracharya refutes, saying that there is a world other than the mind. And one argument he gives is, you do not have logical proof for the existence of the world. He says, you do not have logical proof for the existence of the world. Yogacharya philosopher asks, what is world according to you? He is asking us. And Yogacharya addresses Hinayana Buddhists. Yogacharya, you know, he is Mahayana Buddhist. He is addressing the Yoga Hinayana Buddhist. Hinayana Buddhist says that there is external world. And Mahayana says it cannot be proved. Hinayana says that Paramanu Samudaya is Jagat. The collection of all Paramanus, we have seen that. In all the Nyaya Vaisheshika, all those philosophies when we dealt with earlier. Vaisheshika also says that. So Vaisheshika has got Nitya Paramanu. And Yogacharya has Kshanika Paramanu. Both are Paramanus, one is Nitya, one is Kshanikam. So Kshanika Paramanus, they assemble to make the world according to them. Is the world different from Paramanu or not? Either way, you will be in trouble. If you say that they are nothing but Paramanu, then you cannot see the world because Paramanus are invisible. We have mentioned all this earlier also. They are atoms. Therefore, Paramanus, none will be able to see. Can you say world is different from Paramanu? Since the world is not separate from Paramanu, there is no group separate from individual. Groups are made of individuals only. Samudaya nama nasti eva. It's not even there at all. There's nothing like a samudaya at all. The individuals collectively become a group. The group does not exist separate from the individual. There is no world other than Paramanu. Since Paramanus are invisible, there will be no world visible. Therefore, Bahya Prapanchaha Nasti, according to Yogacharya Buddhism. According to them, external world is not, doesn't exist. And Vedantins, they answer, Bahya Prapanchaha Asti is there because when it is revealed through Pratyaksha Pramana, how can you say that it is not there? Because Pratyaksha Pramanam, you see it. You cannot negate a thing which is revealed through a Pratyaksha Pramanam. And for this, Kshanika Vidyanavadi, he gives another argument. He doesn't stop. He says, the cognition of perception and object obtains simultaneously. The cognition of perception and objects obtains simultaneously. Both simultaneously exist. Whenever I talk about the existence of an object, at that time, there is cognition. When I talk about the existence of an object, at that time, there is cognition, which is connected to the object. You cannot talk about the existence of the object without the existence of the thought. In fact, the words are the symbols of your thought only. When we say a word, the word is only a symbol of your thought. What you write is the symbol of the symbol of the symbol. Word is a symbol, thought is a symbol. So all those things are symbols. So the visible symbol is the written symbol when you write it. It is nothing but the sound symbol of the object. The sound represents the thought which occurs in the mind. And you cannot have it without the experience. The experience cannot be there without this table, for example, this computer, whatever is there, actually there. I cannot have experience of this computer or this table without them actually being there. Cognition and object go together. Therefore, Kshanika Vijnanavadi says, since both obtain together, why should you give separate existence to the object at all? I hope you understand this question. Why should you give separate existence to the object at all? There is no padartha other than the thought. Therefore, if you use the Anvaya Vitireka logic, why should we accept a separate object at all? This is the argument of Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Now Vedantin, he gives his answer. What does he say? Anvaya Vitireka logic, that Nyaya, should be carefully used. There are exceptions also. We have seen all these things in various contexts in many of our Vedanta textures. So simultaneous experience can be there for other reasons also. For example, when the light is switched on, objects are visible in the room. When the light is switched off, the object is not perceptible and are not seeable. When the light is there, light is experienced. And when the light is not there, the objects are not experienced. Even though they simultaneously appear, light and the objects, and when the light experience goes, object experience is not there. And similarly, according to us, the thought is the illuminator of an object, and object is illumined, and both of them exist separately. When the thought comes, object is illumined. And when the object is not illumined, you cannot say object is not there. This is our argument. When the thought comes, object is illumined. And when the object is not illumined, you cannot say object is not there. Actually, in Mandukya Karika, it was said, sa vastu sopalamba. There is a discussion. You cannot use sa upalamba, means experienced together. That's what it means. Sa upalamba means experienced together. For negating Bahya Prapancha, you cannot use it. In the external world, you cannot negate it using that. In the form of illuminator and illumined, both of them exist. Now let us go to the next argument. Kanika Vijnanavadi, he says that sa upalamba of either of the nature, karana karya rupena, one need not separately exist. Karya, see, cause and effect in that form, one doesn't have to separately exist. Here one does not exist separate from the other. And another possibility is in which actually both separately exist. It can be, it's another possibility. Both can separately exist also. In both, sa upalamba is possible. And Kshanikavadi takes that there is no world separate from the other. That's what he says. Kshanikavadi takes there is no world separate from the other. Vedantins say both can separately exist. Kshanika Vijnani says when both possibilities are there, which one we should use? He says we should choose a simpler one as the thing, a system in which less number of things are there. In Shani Vijnanavada, I can explain everything without accepting an external world, according to them, by pointing out that external world does not exist separate from thought. He says external world doesn't exist separate from the thought. So he can explain everything without accepting an external world. And in your system, he says, you have to take internal thoughts as also the external world. He tells it to the Vedantin. In your system, you have to take internal thought as also the external world. You live in your own world, according to him, he says. And for these Vedantins, they give their answer. No doubt, we accept the external world, external to the mind, not external to Atma Chaitanya. We accept external world, and we also accept the external world is external to our mind, but it is not external to Atma Chaitanyam. And because of this acceptance, we have an extra category which you avoid. And because of that, we have an extra burden also. It's called Gauravam. It's called superficialness in Tarka Shastra. We do not mind that Gaurava because if we accept an additional thing proved by a pramana, very important. If you accept an additional thing proved by a pramanam, then it is not a defect. If it is kalpana, it is a dosha. It cannot be an imagination. But if you have a pramanam to prove that additional thing, then it is not a defect, it is not a dosha. Therefore, we accept an external world because it is proved by pratyaksha pramanam. Pratyaksha pramanam proves an external world. We are able to clearly differentiate where thought alone is there without object and thought is there with object. Where thought alone is there without object, where thought is there with object. We have, for example, we have the thought of our family. We have thought of our family is there when we are away from them. But when we are at home, the thought is there and also the family members are also there in front of you. Here thought as also the family members are pratyaksham. The presence of thought without object and presence of thoughts with object is experienced separately. We will have to accept the external world because it is clearly experienced. Pratyaksha Pramanam is there, clearly experienced. At the end of the dialogue, Shankaracharya gives a few more additional arguments pointing out the defects in Kshanika Vijnanam. Kshanika Vijnanam itself says, I am Kshanika. And Shankaracharya says, Kshanika Vastu will not know its own Kshanikatvam. A Kshanika Vastu will not know its own Kshanikatvam. For this, a good argument is given in Advaita Makaranda of Lakshmidhara Kavi, another great work. Actually, in one of the slokas, sloka 15, that's what I marked here. Naswa janmana shamva drattumarhati karchana kaschana tauhi praguttara abhavaha charama pratamakshanau. No one can ever see one's own birth or death. Swa janma nashamva drattumarhati kaschana. No one can see one's own birth or death. Birth is the final moment of prior non-existence. What is birth? Birth is the final moment of prior non-existence, earlier absence. Something was not there and suddenly something appears. So the previous moment of non-existence, the birth is the final moment of prior non-existence. And what is death? Death is the final moment of posterior non-existence, the later absence. After death, nothing exists. This is how it is interpreted. Birth is the final moment of prior non-existence, that is earlier absence, and death is the final moment of posterior non-existence, the later absence. So a person can never know or experience his or her own birth or his or her own death. And he gives a good logic also. He asks the question, what is the definition of the experience of birth? When can you say a thing is born? The experience of birth is the experience of the last moment of the prior non-existence of the object. Experience of birth is the experience of the last moment of the prior non-existence of an object. Before a thing is born, it is non-existence. And before the birth, what was there? Non-existence was there. So prior non-existence, when that comes to an end, then the birth of the child happens. And what is death? The moment the death comes, the object becomes non-existent. The object becomes existent when birth comes. And the moment death comes, the object becomes non-existent. So at the time of death, the later non-existence begins, and therefore death can be defined as the first moment of the posterior non-existence. At the time of death, the later non-existence begins. Therefore, death can be defined as the first moment of the posterior non-existence. Death is nothing but the posterior non-existence. Now, what is the question? Can I experience my birth? If I have to experience my birth, what I should do? I should experience the last moment of my prior non-existence. Then can I experience the last moment of my prior non-existence? How can I experience my own non-existence? Can I ever experience death? Then I should experience the first moment of posterior non-existence. Therefore, janma anubhavaha na sambhavati. You can never experience birth and death. Therefore, Shankaracharya asks, anyone who knows Kshanika Vijnanam is himself Kshanikam only. And Kshanika Vijnanam can never know its Kshanikatvam. Kshanika Vijnanam number 2 cannot know Kshanika Vijnanam number 1. That's all of Kshanikam. When the Kshanika Vijnanam 2 comes, one is not there. Therefore, no one in your system can talk about Kshanika Vijnanam at all. That is Acharya's contention to the Kshanika Vijnanavadi. If someone talks about Kshanikam, he should be Sthiraha only. He cannot be the one who exists only for a Kshanam, but he should be Sthiraha only. And if the Buddhist says, yes, he should be Sthiraha only, then yes, if he says, then what happens? It is Swamata Tyagaha Bhavati. He is shooting on his own foot. In Advaita, we can say thoughts are Kshanikam, objects are Kshanikam, because we have got one Sakshi or witness Chaitanyam, consciousness. Because we have got a Sakshi Chaitanyam, we can say whether something is Kshanikam or whatever it is, we can say. There is one consciousness which continues in infanthood, in adulthood, in old age, to talk about the continuity of all these avastas. You cannot talk about plurality of Kshanika Vijnanam at all, because at any moment there is one Kshanika Vijnanam cognition alone. The object and subject both are Kshanikam and you are not there. When this Kshanikam is not there, the other one is not there. So it is like that. There is no plurality in Kshanika Vijnanam, and when plurality is not there, how can you talk of plurality? You cannot talk about any parampara. Still you talk about so many things. There is nobody to talk about the plurality of the Vijnanam. With this, let us stop the first sutra, even though Acharya writes more things, but this much is adequate for us to get a flavor of how Acharya wanted to address this particular concern. Then let us go to the next sutra, Sutra 29 and the 200th running Brahma Sutra. Vaidarmyacha na swapna divat. Vaidarmyacha na swapna divat. So again, the argument against the Buddhist theory is continued here. Now the Kshanika Vijnanavadi, he can raise an objection. He has been listening to us very patiently. The objection is not given in the sutra though, but the answer is given in the sutra. So in the based on the answer, we can supply the objection. And in the previous sutra, it was said that external objects should be accepted. That's what we said. Na abhavaha upalabdehe. That was the sutra. 28th sutra we just read and we just discussed. Upalabdehe means pratyaksha anubhava. Pratyaksha anubhava about external objects. We clearly experience the world. How can you deny it? That was our question. And Kshanika Vijnanavadi says, you may experience the external world, but you cannot say there is external world. He says you may experience the external world, but you cannot say there is external world. And for that, what he gives the dream example. In dreams, you experience the external world, but it is not an external world at all. It is nothing but the mental projection only. And he talks like Advaitin only. He says, just because you experience the objects externally in dream, you cannot say that there is an external world. In dream also you experience external objects, but you should know every object in the world is nothing but the mental projection. There is no world separate from the thought. Still, it appears as though outside. The world also does not exist, but they are only thoughts in the mind only. The externality, whatever externality, is as though external. It is not really external. It is as though external. Just as in dream, the objects are as though outside. And similarly, in waking state also, Jagratavastha also, there are no objects separate from the thought. In waking also, waking state, Jagratavastha also, there is no world outside. And it is as though outside. This is the argument of the Yogacara Matam. And Shankaracharya says, dream example you are giving is a wrong example. It is wrong because when you wake up, Swapna Padartha is negated. and we come to know that there is no object outside at all when you wake up. Whatever you saw in the dream, none of them exist. The negation of externality of object takes place when you wake up. The externality of the waking universe is never negated at any time. I see the object outside throughout. Jnani negates the external world. He never negates the world which is outside the mind. Should be careful. When Jnani negates the external world, he never negates the world which is outside the mind. Jnani very much accepts the world outside the mind. If at all Jnani negates the world outside, the Atma negates the world outside, the Atma, not the mind. Outside consciousness, Chaitanya, Atma, he says there is no world. Outside the mind, he never negates the world. Even after Jnanam, he never negates the world outside the mind. That is why Jnani also is eating the food, because he thinks food is outside. Therefore, what is the first difference now? Baditattva, abaditattva, rupaha, pratamaha, vedaha. That is the first difference. One is negated or resolved inside the mind, and the other is never resolved inside the mind. This is the first difference, pratama vedaha. Now we will see the second difference. In the Jagrat Prapancha, is pratyaksha anubhava. We see it. We experience it, the waking world. And so it comes under pratyaksha, the Jagrat Prapancha. Therefore, corresponding to every experience, there is a relevant external object outside. If I am experiencing, for example, a set of people, it is not merely people's thoughts. The thoughts of people are there. Corresponding to people thought, there are people outside also. In Mandukya Karika, sa vastu sopalamba, it was said. Therefore, every pratyaya has got a relevant padartha outside, which is called pratyaksham. Whereas in Swapna Prapancha, in the dream world, it is very much comparable to smriti only or memory only. I am only recollecting or reliving the Jagrat Anubhava, whatever experience I had in the waking state, I am only reliving that or recollecting that in dream. That is why in Tattva Bodha, what is the definition of Swapnavastha? We have gone through that. Jagratavasthayam yad drashtam yad shrutam tad janita vasanaya nidra samaye yaha prapanchaha priti yate sa Swapnavastha. That was the definition Shankaracharya gave. I gather the experiences along with the external objects, and then the impressions are formed, which are remembered or activated. Therefore, Swapna is what? It is smriti. It is memory. So Jagrat is pratyaksham and Swapna is memory or smriti. And what is the difference between pratyaksham and smriti? In Swapna, the world outside the mind is negated. Therefore, Swapna Prapancha outside the mind is negatable. And Jagrat Prapancha outside the mind is not negatable. That's the difference. Swapna Prapancha outside the mind is negatable. And Jagrat Prapancha outside the mind is not negatable. This is the main answer which Vyasacharya intends to give. Jagrat Prapancha is unlike the Swapna Prapancha and all that. Now we'll make one more point. When Yogacara Buddhist gives the dream example, we say you cannot give dream example. But what we do? We do in Vedanta always, we give dream example only. In Mandukya Karika, in the second chapter called Vaitatya Prakarana, mostly it deals with dream examples only. So it is not an irrational approach. So you cannot negate them for that. For example, you know, Swamiji gives this example. Shashru Nyaya, it's called. When the beggar comes, for example, a householder. A beggar comes for something. And the daughter-in-law of the house, she comes out and she says, I will not give anything, go away. There's nothing. She told the beggar. Then the mother-in-law, she comes out and she calls the beggar, calls him back, and she said, who is she to say no to you? After all, she is only daughter-in-law and I am the mistress of the house. Therefore, I am calling you back. The beggar was momentarily happy because he knows there is a fight between the daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. So in that fight, he might perhaps benefit something, he thought. Then the mother-in-law told him, now I am telling you, there is nothing to give to you, so you go away. It is, you should go when I say, not when she says. So how come you are negating the dream example and using the same example yourself? For that, what is the answer we give? We should know what are the differences between Jagrat and the Swapna Prapancha. And we should also know the common factors between the two. We should know both the sadharmiyam common features and the vaidharmiyam uncommon features. Sadharmiyam means of same features, common features. Vaidharmiyam means different features, uncommon features. So Vaitatya Prakaranam of Mandukya Karika, it gives dream example to reveal the common features. What are the common features? Both are objects of experience. Both drishyatvam, they can be seen. Both are anityam, both are pramana bhadyam, negatable by pramanas, both are mithya, all those things are there. But what is the uncommon feature? Jagrat prapancha is outside the mind, whereas swapna prapancha is inside the mind. That is the difference. If Yogacara says Jagrat prapancha and swapna prapancha are one and the same, with respect to what? With respect to both being inside the mind, then we will not agree. If he says that way, we will not agree. Both are drishyam, both are mithya, both are parichinnam. If he says all that, we will agree. In all these cases, dream example is absolutely fine. But if you say both are within the mind, then we will not agree. Now let us see the word analysis of the sutra. What is the sutra? Vaidharmyacha na swapnadivat. Vaidharmyacha. Because of the distinct nature, vaidharmyam, of object of waking state, we have to supply. Objects of this Jagrat Prapancha na swapnadivat. That cannot be compared to the objects in dream state, swapna. So the dream object and waker's object are different. Dream objects do not remain outside the mind. And waking object exists outside the mind. The world outside the mind is ever be there. But the world inside the swapna goes away on waking up. By dharmyat, the distinct properties, because the properties are different between these two. And cha is the conjunction to be added to the previous sutra also. So this is this particular sutra. We will see the next sutra in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya praktilina seya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate om shanti shanti shantihi shri gurubhyo namaha harihi om shri krishna namaste.